Boker Tov, and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We are now beginning the 11th parak of Masechet Yevamot, which we will cover over the course of the next three podcasts, this and the next two. And the first Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, Nosin Al Hanu Savi Al Mufuta, means that you can marry somebody, that's Nosin, even though they are related to somebody who was the object of ones or pitui. In other words, a man is ones a particular girl and does not marry her. He may then marry her sister, for instance, or her mother, or her daughter. However, the flip doesn't work, meaning if you're married to somebody and then there's ones with one of her krovot, then you're chayiv for arayot, because that's about shechiva. Now, this is something we've seen many times before. A man may marry the object of his father's ones or pitui, same thing with his son. Yehuda disagrees and says, when it comes to the ones of your father, then indeed it is an erva. We'll see why momentarily. Tanina lahadatan rabbanan. So this, the Gemara immediately quotes a braita that supports and is in the same spirit as the Mishnah. Nasi isha mutar lisa bita, nasa isha asur lisa bita. So if you were ones a woman, you can still marry her daughter, but if you married a woman, you can't marry her daughter, obviously. Minhu, but now we have the challenge. Anitan min ha'isha, meaning if there are rumors that somebody has had relations with a particular woman, asur bima uvita uvachota, then you're not allowed to marry any of her krovot. We'll see why. The assumption right now is that because if indeed you did have relations, it would be asur, and therefore because of the suspicion, it's asur. So the answer is midrabanan. What's the concern midrabanan? The Gemara here does not explicate, but the concern is that if indeed you have been having some sort of a tryst with her, if you marry one of her relatives, then that's going to bring you into a close relationship with the one about whom you're suspected, and then indeed something may happen or may happen again. Now, so let's clarify. If you're going to say that if somebody has had relations with a woman, he may not marry her relative, midrabanan, then why would the Mishnah say nosin lechatchila? The answer is that our Mishnah is referring to a case when the problem person has died. Meaning, if a man was ones a girl, and then she died, he may marry her mother or her sister, etc. Now, her sister, obviously, menahani mili. How do we know this? In context of all of the arayot that are about blood, it says lo tishkav. When it talks about having relations with somebody who is a karov of your wife, then it says lo tikach. Amar lacha why derech likuchin asarat harat. So it tells you it's only if the index woman or somebody that you married, then you may not have relations with her relative. Take a look at pasuk number one, Isha sheikach achoto bataviv atimo, etc. In Parsha Kedoshim, in the context of having relations with your own sister, where it uses the word kiikach. You're going to tell me that it's only trying to marry your sister that's osur, but having relations is not? So I'm relaying likuchin tivi b'torah stam. I answered very simply. So the word likuchin or lakachat is used without any modifier. Harui lakicha kicha, harui l'shchiva shchiva. Wherever it can mean marriage, it does. Wherever it can't mean that, so it means shchiva, to take her physically, to take her. Rava Mar anatsi sham utar li sabita. So Rava ends on, if you're honest woman, you could marry her daughter. Mehacha, he has a different source. K'tiv, ervat bat bincha uvat bitcha lo tegale. It says in one of the psukim and achrimot, pasuk number two on the page, that you may not expose the erva of your granddaughter, either through your son or your daughter. Mashma habat binadida uvat bitadida gilagali. I mean, that seems to say only your own granddaughter, but not your wife's granddaughter. Some of the pasuk we saw many times in the first parak, that you may not marry a woman and her granddaughter. So haketzad. So how do you reconcile? Is your wife's granddaughter also or not? If you married a woman, then indeed her granddaughter is also to you. But if you're oneser, then her relatives are not. So, epuchana, why don't I flip it around and say if you're ones her, then her relatives are also, but nisuin not. So, arayot she'er k'tivahu, it says in the context of arayot, she'er basar, and b'nisuin ika she'er, b'onsin lika she'er. She'er means some sort of a relationship, like the way that we interpreted el kol she'er basaro. Kim she'ero karov elav, it refers to his wife, that he's legally married to. Good. Rabbi Yehuda Oser Banu Sataviv, said Rabbi Gidon, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, famously, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? Tichtiv, look at Pasuk number 4 and 5 on the page. Lo yikach yishadesh taviv, lo yigalek knaf aviv, a man may not take his father's wife, or expose the knaf aviv. Meaning knaf shara aviv lo yigalek, he's not allowed to expose that which his father has exposed. My divine Nusaktiv, how do I know it's referring to an anus and not to his father's wife? The pasuk immediately before it says, it's the parsha of ones. So, Rabbanan, so how do the Rabbanan answer that? Because after all, the Rabbanan certainly agree that Dorshin Smuchim b'mishnah Torah, right? That we accept the rule of juxtaposition as being a hermeneutic guide in Sefer Dvarim. The answer is Yihave Samech Leikirik Amart. If they were really attached, that'd be fine. Hashdol Samech Lei. Since they're not juxtaposed, because lo yikach ish teish taviv is an interruption between the parsha of onus and lo yigalek knaf aviv, so now it means something else. What does it mean? Rabbanan Amar Shmuel Mishurin Yavam Shel Aviv Akatuv Medaber, that the prohibition listed here is not the prohibition of his father's anusa, which is not a prohibition, but rather of marrying his father's shomeret yavam, meaning a woman who fell to his father. Umay knaf aviv, what is it? Then why is it called knaf aviv? Knaf hara'ui l'aviv l'igalat. Not the knaf that his father has seen, but the knaf that is appropriate for his father to see, that is on his way for his father to see. I have a tepeku mishun dorato, but this woman is also a sort of the guy because it is his aunt, it's his uncle's wife. So they are lavar lav shin lavin. So good, so the Torah now institutes a second lav. I have a tepeku mishun yavama l'shuk. There's a third, another lav, which is that she's a yavama who is marrying somebody outside of the direct family that she was supposed to marry. The answer is lavor alav mishlosha lavin. Good, so now there's three lavin. So if a man takes his father shomer yavam, there's three lavin. One for yavam alashuk, one for dodato, and now this new one for lo yigal aknaf aviv. Good. Vivayitei malach armita. The other possibility is that we are referring to a case of la'ach armita, meaning if the father died, and she was the only brother. Therefore, there is no more Yevam Lashuk. There is Dorato, and there is, of course, Knaf Aviv. So there's Shnei Lavim. Now, Ach Me'av Lo Me'em Vu Ba'ala. Now we have a series of riddles, almost like testing how you can solve them. Ach Me'av Lo Me'em Vu Ba'ala De'em V'ana Barta De'intete. This is the first one. So this is the father, a paternal brother, but not a maternal brother. And he is her husband, or her man, if it will, of the mother. And I am the daughter of the wife. So what's the solution? Rachama dulok Rabbi Yehuda matnitin. It's talking a case that does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, meaning it's a legitimate case where a man married his father's anusa, but the father was ones a girl, and impregnated the girl, and then the son married her, right? And then that solves the riddle. Good. Second riddle. Ach hu, now the next few are illegitimate, and because they're illegitimate, the explanation given is always talking about a goy who does such a thing, but that's not necessarily the case. Ach hu ubrihu, he's my brother, he's my son. Ach te ana, I'm his sister. Dahai de darina akatfe, I'm the sister of the one that I'm carrying on my shoulders. What's that? Mishkacha levovet kochav membal bito, that's somebody who has relations with his daughter. Right, so therefore, this fellow that I'm carrying is both my son, but he's also my brother. Okay, Shlomalach Bri Bar Bat Achtichana, or some woman says, "Welcome, my son." It's kind of an aphorism. I am the daughter of your sister. What's that? This is talking about a case where somebody has relations with his granddaughter, and so therefore this child is the girl's child, of course, but this child is also her uncle, as it were, because it is the son of her grandfather. Delayed dolu davla, those who dig deep, lipo b'chor seter peter, will should solve this deep problem. It's kind of an introduction. Tied to darina hubar, the one that I'm carrying is my son, ve'ana baratachua, and I am the daughter of his brother, this is talking about somebody who has relations with his son's daughter. I just put it together. Baya baya meach, woe woe for my brother, v'u'av, v'u'bal, v'u'bar bal. He is a brother, he's a father, he's the man, and he's the son of the man, the husband. V'u'bala de'em v'ana barta de'itate. He is the husband of the mother, and I am the daughter of that wife. And he won't even give any bread to his orphaned brothers, who are the sons of his daughters. What's that? Habal imo. This is talking about somebody who has relations with his mother. It's all written out on the page. And then they have a daughter. And then he has relations with that daughter also. And then the old man, meaning the original husband of that mother, comes vale and then has relations with her. So these sons are now the this fellow, the original fellow who had relations, is both a brother to these sons, he's also a father to these sons, right? He's also this husband, and he's also the son of the husband. So obviously a very confusing thing. And put it all together. Ana v'at achi, you and I are brothers. Ana v'avuch achi, I and your father are brothers. Ana v'imech achi, I and your mother are siblings. What's that? Call me abal imo. Somebody who has relations with his mother. V'holid mimena shtei banot, and he had two daughters with her. Chazor v'al achad man v'holid mimena ben, and then he had relations with one of them and had a son. Karya le'achte d'ima v'kamer le'achi. And so then the other sister refers to him, and that's how she calls him. Now, Ana va'at b'nei achi, you and I are first cousins. Ana va'vuch b'nei achi, I and your father are first cousins. Ana v'mech b'nei achi, I and your mother are first cousins. Ha'beter na'mishkach ala, that could even happen beter. I can go to Reuven shesh lo shtei banot. So the man has two daughters. Va'ata shimon v'nasav chad minayu, and his brother marries one of them, which is legitimate. Va'ata bar Levi, and then his nephew comes, Venosav Chadminai, marries another one of them. Kamerle Bereda Shimon, Levar Bereda Levi. And so therefore, the son of the first brother, the brother who married one of them, comes and speaks to the grandson of the third brother, whose son married her. And he said, you know, you and I are cousins, and you and I and your father are cousins, and I and your mother are cousins. Okay, good. All of these strange riddles, and that's how they're solved. Good. The next Mishnah. Hagiarchinit garu baneha ima lo chotzin v'lo miyamin. All right, so if a woman converts, and she, and her sons convert with her, then they don't have any relationship to each other, and if one of them dies without children, there's no chalitz, there's no yibum. Afilu horato shel rishon shelo biktusha v'lerato biktusha. Even if the first one was conceived before she converted, shalobik dusha, and was born after she converted, vashini horatovalatovik dusha, and the second one was conceived and, of course, born after she converted, they still have no connection to each other. The only way they'll have any connection to each other is if both of them are conceived after she is mitkayer. The same thing will apply to a shifcha who is liberated and her children are liberated with her. Good. Now, here's a story. B'nei Yudan Amta Ishtachur, there's the children of Yudan, who was an Amma, they were liberated. Sharul Ravacha Bar Yaakov L'minsav Nashi Dahadadi, and he, Ravacha Bar Yaakov, said they may marry each other's wives, meaning that they had been married to women beforehand, and then he said if they were no longer married to them, the other brother can marry, because they don't have any fraternity between them, and therefore there's no kirva. So I'm really Rava. Rav Sheshet Aser. Rava said to Ravacha Bar Yaakov, but Rav Sheshet says such a thing as Aser. I'm really who Aser Vana Sharina. Okay, he says it's prohibited. I say it's mutar. We disagree. Now let's clarify. Min ha'av lo min ha'em. If these two are brothers, only paternal brothers, then kuliyama lo pligi dishari. then there's no question that if there are two non-Jews who are paternal brothers and they convert, or they are slaves and they become liberated, everybody agrees that they are mutter, because the Av has no yachas whatsoever to his kids. And if they're avadim, mina'im v'lo mina'av k'lo melo pligid aser. According to this first take, if they are just maternal brothers, then everybody will agree that it's aser. Why? Because, as Rashi points out, then it'll be machlif b'Yisrael, because everybody knows that they're brothers, because the connection to the mother is one that's built in. And therefore, we're concerned that in the case of Yisrael, that if we allow these guys to marry each other's former wives or whatever, that we'll do such a thing with Yisrael. Is if they are both paternal and maternal. Why? Mandashari, Rachab Yaakov, who's matir, because batar amachadinan, because we consider the main issue to be the fact that they are paternal brothers. Tabane Plonya Karilu, because they all call them Joe's sons and Mike's sons or whatever. And therefore, since there is no halachic paternity as being an issue, therefore we don't consider them really brothers. Of course, the whole thing is a gzerah. Rav Sheshet says, Karol Hunami believe Plonit. Rav Sheshet would say, you know what, we also call them Susie's kids. And therefore, even though they're also from the same father, because they're from the same mother, therefore we make the Gzeira. That's version one. V'ikadam, or some people say, Poli Ravachab Yaakov fili ba'achim na'im. Ravachab Yaakov says, even maternal brothers were not Gozer. That's totally mutter. Why? My time out? Because Gershin Gayer Kachin Shadol Adami. When somebody's meet Gayer, they are absolutely newborn, and they start fresh, and whatever relations they had before don't count at all, and their entire life beforehand is erased, as it were. And therefore, he would say that even if you had maternal brothers who were married, and then they converted, and their wives converted with them, but they divorced, or for some reason did not continue the relationship at any point after the conversion, then they could marry each other's wives, theoretically. Good. Now, let's see if we can settle this machloket. Tnan. Let's start with our Mishnah. Hagiyorot shenit garu b'nei ha'ima, lo chotzin v'lo miyabmin. Right, that's our Mishnah. My time, alav mishum da'asiri. Isn't it because these two brothers are osur to each other, and since there is no mitzvah, therefore we don't allow any sort of yibum? Lo, de'ena matar chalitza v'yibum. No, the reason is because they're not just totally out of the parsha of chalitza v'yibum, v'shar yalalma, and they can marry whoever they want to. V'inu namushar, they could even marry each other. In other words, they could marry each other as marriage, but not as yibum. So in other words, it's not that they're not allowed to marry each other, as you wanted to suggest here, to support Rav Sheshet, but rather it's that they're totally mufka, they're totally separated from the halacha, and uprooted from the halacha of chalitz and yibum. V'haktani afilo, the Mishnah said, even if horato shelo b'kdusha, and leinato b'kdusha of one of them, so now, Iyamart Bishlama Siri, I understand if they're usher to each other, Hanantani Afilu, that's why you said Afilu, to say there's no Chalitz and Yibum because they're usher to each other, even if one of them was conceived Shalom Bekdusha and born Bekdusha, etc. Right? The Hanu, the Amphag Abdurishon, Horatosh Shalom Bekdusha, the Tobek Dusha, Vashem, Horatobek, the Bekdusha, Shay Mahotamu, even though, it's almost as if they had two different mothers, because one of them conceived when she was non-Jewish, and the second one was conceived when she was Jewish. Afilu hachi asiri. Nonetheless, they're still usher to each other. In other words, the afilu seems to be supporting the idea that they're really usher to each other, because even though it's almost like they have two different mothers, nonetheless, they're still usher to each other. Aliyam or Charu, but if you're going to tell me that lo chotzev lo miyamin because they're totally mutter to each other, so my afilu, what's the afilu? The answer is quite simple, that even though they are both born as Jews, to the chuf Yisrael, and therefore we would easily confuse it and say that even Yisrael could do such a thing, and we, of course that's aser. Afilo achishari, nonetheless it's mutter. So in other words, we tried to support Rav Sheshet with this to say this proves that they're aser, and say no, it could be that the afilo is the afka to tell you even in such a case it's mutter. That's one version. The other version flips it. Ikadam Rihachanam Istabir Desharu makes sense like Ravachab Yaakov, Diktani Afilu, because it says Afilu. Yamar Pishlam Asharu, Hanuktani Afilu, Afagam Tavailo, Adam Kusha, Adatu Chuvi Yisrael, Afilu Achushar. It's the same argument we had before, just flipped. Aliyamar Tasiri, my Afilu, but if you're going to say they're Asur, what's the Afilu? The answer is Afagam, the Rishon, the Hartov, Shalom Kusha, the Topic Kusha, Hashani, the Hartov, the Topic Shusha, Shay Mahot Damu. It's almost like they have two different mothers. Afilu Achi Asiri, nonetheless, they're still Asur. Good. So in other words, we are not able to solve this issue from our Mishnah. Toshma, so we'll see another statement. Shneachim to'omim gerim. You have two twin brothers who are mitgayer. Chen meshucharim, or liberated as slaves. Lo choltsin v'lo miyamin. They still have no fraternity to each other as far as chalitza nivum goes. Ven chayovin mishum esharach. And if they have relations with the other one's wife, then there is no chiyuv esharach. Haytator and horatan shalom b'kdusha v'letam b'kdusha. Let's say these twins were conceived before the conversion but born afterwards. Lo choltsin v'lo miyamin. Avacham mishum esharach. They do not have chalitza nivum, but there still is an Isra Vesharach. In other words, there's no mitzvah of Chalitza Yibum, but there is an Isra Vesharach and a Chiyuv. Haitah Ratan Adam Mikdusha, but if they were conceived after the conversion, then are in Ki Yisrael L'chol Divrei, then 100% Yisrael, 100% Yibum, etc. Now, Ktani Miyad En Chayv Mishum Eshadach, in the very first case, where we said that they were born before the conversion, we said there is no Chiyuv Mishum Eshadach. Chiyuv Aleika, the implication is they're not Chayiv, Ha'isura Ika. But that there is still an Isser. Sounds like Rav Sheshet, that people who convert still are not allowed to marry each other's krovim. Brothers who convert are not allowed to marry each other's krovim. Hu adin afilu isur nami leika. No, the answer is that it's mutter. Divided by the mina seifa aval chayavin, because in the last case, in the seifa, really in the metzia, it says, but they are chayav because shumei sherach. That's why in parallel construction the Reshit says in Chayavin. Amarava, Hadam Rabbanan Avlamitsri, so Rava now, so we still haven't proven anything. Rava says, well, we have the famous statement that Ein Avlamitsri. There is no paternity as far as Mitzrim goes. So Lote Mishum de Shtufe Bezima, don't think it's because they're so promiscuous that really nobody has any idea who their father is. Dolo Yadia, Aval Yadia Chayshinan. But if we do know who the father is, then we are choshesh for who the father is, and it's choshesh that maybe this really is the father, and maybe there's yichus. Even if we know who the father is, he still doesn't have a din of av. Look at our case that we just mentioned. You have two brothers who are twins. You have one drop, as it were, that's split into two. And it was they're totally connected. And they still don't have any chalitza. Shmamne afkura afkure rachmona lazare. That teaches you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafka their zera, meaning that he just simply erased whatever relationship they have with each other through their father. Dichtiv, the famous pasuk in Yechezkel, basar chamorim basaram zirmat susim zirmatam. He compares them to animals. They have no yichas. Now this is not just Mitzri, but all non-Jews. Toshma, so again, we don't know about the Yisr. Toshma, Dam Rabbi Yossi, Maaseh ben Niftim Hager. There was a fellow named Niftim, Shnasa Ish Rachiv Me'imo. He married his maternal brother's ex-wife. Uva Maaseh lefen Chacham, the Chacham came and said, Amru, Ein Ishut Lager. And they agreed that there is no Ishut for a Ger. You can tell me if somebody after he converts is Makadish somebody, it's nothing. It doesn't mean Ein Ishut Lager, it means Ein Isur Eshet Ach Lager. Meaning that if somebody is married to a Ger, that that his brother could then, if he divorced her, could then marry her, and that's not an Isur. So my love the Nasfa Achshu Ger, aren't we talking about when the guy married her after he was a Ger? No, we're talking about a guy who married a girl when he was still a goy, and then he divorced her, and then he converted, and his brother also converted. His brother can marry her. If that's the case, then what are you telling me? That's obvious. So, because I would think that maybe we should asser it as a precaution against the case where he is a ger. Kamash Milan, that we don't, that if he was married to her as a non when he was not Jewish, divorced her before he converted, and his brother also converted, his brother can marry her. Toshma Damar Ben Yassin. So now we have a story. Shalachta Kachay Ayam, I went to the islands. Matsati Ger Echad Shenasa Esh Tachiv Memo. I found a Ger who married his maternal brother's ex-wife. Amartilo. So when I say ex-wife, it could be the brother died or the brother divorced her or whatever. Amarti lo, so I said to him, Bini min man hashach, who allowed you to do such a thing? Amarle, Harisha Shiva Manah. There's a famous case of the woman and her seven sons. Asaf Sal Zeya Shav Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva sat on this bench, V'yamar Shnei Dvarim, regarding this woman and the seven children. He said, first of all, Ger Nosei Eshtachiv Meimo, And therefore he allowed all of these sons and this wife to marry people who beforehand they had, their other members of the family had been married to marry their relatives. V'amar, Rabbi Akiva said something else. V'yidvar Adonai Yonah Shenit Lemor. He darshened on the Pasuk in Yonah Gimel, Shenit Ibrahim Moshchina, Shlishit Od Ibrahim Moshchina. That Hashem only spoke to Yonah a second time, not a third time. Good. In other words, Rabbi Akiva had to draw two statements. One was about halacha, one was about parshanut. Now, K'tani Mi'agir Nosei Eshtachiv Meimo. But the main point is that Rabbi Akiva said a ger may marry his maternal brother's ex-wife, supporting Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. My love, Denasva Achiv Kshu Ger. Are we talking about a case where the brother married her when he was a convert? So, lo, Denasva Kshu Ovid Kochavim. No, he married her when he was a goy. And guess, same case we just had. So, my lamemra, so then what's the chiddush? Same thing. We might have thought that we should disallow it because, as a precaution against the case where he marries her when he's a ger, kamash plan that we don't. Umimaheman. Since when do we trust this report? Call tamin chacham shemur halacha uva. Any time that a tamin chacham is giving instruction, psak. In kodem masam ra'if, he says it before an actual case comes. Shomin lo. But if he pulls it out after a case comes, as this fellow came and said, after the case came, and he was challenged, said, oh, but Rabbi Akiva, he then reports it. We don't believe him. So, first possibility is that maybe he was in the middle of instructing. The second possibility is because there was an actual case that did happen of this woman and seven sons that Rabbi Akiva, in fact, paskened when they came to him about what to do. The other possibility is because he quoted another thing Rabbi Akiva said. He wasn't just quoting that, he was quoting two things that happened at the same time that Rabbi Akiva explained. Now, parenthetically, let's go back to the thing about Yonah. And he only spoke to him twice, not a third time. V'aktiv, the famous point that Yonah ben Amittai as a person is mentioned, as a Navi, is mentioned also in Sefer Malachim. This is Yeravam ben Yoash, who politically and militarily was a very successful king. It says, because he expanded the border as per the words of Yonah ben Amittai. So you see that Hashem spoke to Yonah a third time. And the answer is, Ravina Aliske Ninveh Kamar. It means that Hashem only spoke to Yonah a second time about this trip to Ninveh. He spoke to him about other things, other times, because he's a Navi. This is what Rabbi Akiva meant. In other words, it meant that Hashem did not speak to Yonah a third time, and in which he said that Yeravam and Yoash is going to expand the border, but rather, just like Hashem spoke to Yonah, and the result of that, so the Ninveh went from threat to success. Similarly, in the days of Yeravam ben Yoash, Am Yisrael, the northern kingdom, went from being downtrodden to success. Back to our issue. Toshma. Ger Ger, who was conceived before the mother was converted, but then born afterwards. Yishlo She'er, he has familial connections. Ha'em ve'en lo She'er Ha'av. So any connection he has through his mother, meaning maternal brothers, maternal fraternity exists. Ve'en lo She'er Ha'av, but not through his father. Ketzad, how does that play out? Nasa achoto min ha'em, yotzi. If he married his maternal sister, he has to divorce her. Min ha'av yikayim, but if he married his paternal sister, he may stay with her. Achota av min ha'em, if he married his mother's paternal aunt, meaning his mother's father's sister, then yotzi, he has to divorce her. Min ha'av yikayim, but if he married his father's paternal aunt, then he may stay with her. Achota em min ha'em yotzi. If he married his mother's maternal aunt, then he has to divorce her. Min ha'av, but what if it was his father's maternal aunt? Now it gets a little tricky. Meir omer yotzi, Meir says he has to divorce her because it's still a maternal aunt. Chacham omi mikayim chacham say yikayim. Why? Sure. Meir omer kol erashi mishum she'er ha'em. Anytime that has to do with maternal relations, yotzi. And I don't care whether it's the first generation or second generation up. In any case, But he's allowed to marry his maternal brother's wife, so that seems to support, again, Rav Acher Yaakov, Uveishet Achi Aviv, and also his father's brother's wife, Ushar Kol Arayot Mutarot Lo, and all the other Arayot, meaning through, that are through familial connections, brother's wife, etc., to Yeshet Aav, even his father's wife, meaning these are all people who later converted. Right? Nasa Isha Uvita, if a man marries a woman and her daughter, Kone Sachar Motzi Achat, he marries one and has to divorce the other. Achatchila Lo Yichnos, so let's see what this means. Achatchila shouldn't marry. Meta Ishto Mutar Bachamoto. If his wife died, he can marry her mother. And the other version is, if his wife died, he's not allowed to marry her mother. So let's see how this plays out. Let's go through all these, or at least a few of them. Mutar Be'esht Achiv, so he's allowed to marry his brother's, his maternal brother's wife. My love, Denasvach Yivkshu Ger. Aren't we talking about a case where the brother married her after he was a Ger? No, Denasvach Shu Ovid Kochavim. He's talking about where he married her when he was a Goy, and then divorced her, and then converted. And my lememra, again, the same question. So if that's the case, why are you telling me this? Well, you're not, it's obvious. Same thing. I would think that we'd make a prohibition as a precaution against the case where he's a ger. So hashtafuki mapik. We just said you have to divorce one. You have to tell me that lachatchila you can't marry both. So hatam kai, that lachatchila is going on the earlier statement. Wherever the Rabbanan said Yikayim, for instance, if you married your paternal sister, Yikayim lechatchila yichnos. Doesn't mean lechatchila you should marry her. If you did marry her, then you may stay with her, and therefore the lechatchila yichnos is going back on an earlier statement. It's a little awkward in the wording. Meita ishto mutar b'chamoto, v'ikadetani asur b'chamoto. We have these two versions of whether or not you're allowed to marry, if the wife died, if you can marry her mother. So the answer is Chadakar Bishmol, Chadakar Bakiva. If you recall, a couple of daf ago, we had the Machlokar Bishmol and Rabbi Kiva invoked about whether Chamotol Achar Mitat Ishto is Besrefer or not. Rabbi Shmuel said, Otove Eten. Eten means Achat Mehen, meaning the mother and the husband have the death penalty. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, Otove Eten means that the death penalty only applies when they're all alive. Good. And then we said, we agreed, Rabbi Kiva said, it's still usher after the wife dies, but it's not chayiv mitah. So now, ki Rabbi Shmuel, damar chamotol achar mitah b'isur kaima. Quote Rabbi Shmuel, who says that the same isur applies after the death of the wife as beforehand, no different. Gabi ger, gazur rabbanon. So therefore, l'gabi ger, the rabbanon made the gzera, at least it's usher. Man deshari, but the one who says it's mutter, is Rabbi Kiva. That's like Rabbi Kiva. He says that after the death of the wife, the Isur of Chamoto has become lighter. Therefore, he says that they didn't extend it to the case of a ger, where a man married a wife before he was Jewish, and then he converted, and then his wife died, and then the mother converted, that he may marry her, according to Rabbi Kiva, because even in a case of full Yisrael, after the death of the wife, the Isur would be lighter, and therefore they didn't extend the gzera. Tov, Mirtz Hashem, in the next podcast, we will cover the next Mishnah, and to the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, and then Mirtz Hashem, in the next podcast, complete the parak. Everyone should have a wonderful day.